You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The parsha begins, V'davar Moshe el Roshei HaMatos Livnei Yisrael Lema. Moshe Rabbeinu addressed the Nesiim, who are being referred to as the Roshei HaMatos, that's Pashat Pshat, even though there are alternative Pshatim, which we will address in this year. Ish ki yidor neda l'Hashem, a person that makes a neda, oy hishav ha-shvua, or an oath, le'esa isa al nafshay, to prohibit himself from something which would otherwise be mutter to him, lo yachel divorei, he should not profane his words, kechol ha-yotze mipiv yase, everything that comes out of his mouth he should do. Now there are a number of questions which present themselves. Following the Mahalach of Pashat Pshat, why are the Nesiim referred to as Matis? Could have said Nesiim. That's the first question. Why is the Halachis of Nedarim articulated in this week's Parsha, which happens always to come out in the 3 weeks? And it's also very curious, the last Pasuk that we quoted, Lo yachel devorei, he should not profane his words, kechol ha-yotze mipiv yase. One could imagine that these words are extra. It's not necessary. The Pasuk is trying to tell us something. So, let us look at the Sfas Emes here at the beginning of Parshas Matas. Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet. It's a brief piece. Lo yachel devorei kechol ha-yotze mipiv yase. Koichon shel Yisrael rak b'fihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave power to Klal Yisrael, that they could achieve great things with their speech. And this is alluded to in the famous Pasuk, when Yitzchak was giving the brachas to Yaakov Avinu, and the Pasuk seems to articulate that Yitzchak Avinu was confused. Was this Yaakov? Was this Esav? And the Pasuk says, HaKoil Koil Yankiv HaYidayim Yidei Esav. So this is the famous Pasuk, which is often quoted, that the main power of Klal Yisrael is with their mouths. HaKoil Koil Yankiv. And the main power of Esav, the destructive power, is this that they do, so to speak, with their hand. And the Sfas Emes goes further. This relates to the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch created mankind, Adam HaRishon, V'yofach ba'apof nishmas chayim, the Pasuk says, at the time of Adam's creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel blew into the body of Adam HaRishon the spirit of life. And the Targum there says, Ruach memalala. This spirit of life is the power of speech. And this extraordinary power which HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted mankind was specifically inherited by Klal Yisrael. L'chein b'koyach Adam al yidei divrei Torah shemoytzei mipiv, therefore, there exists the power by mankind, again meaning Klal Yisrael, through Torah, which comes out of their mouth. L'hatois atzmoi elov izbarach, that we can connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And just like the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with the Asorah Mamorois, which is very difficult to understand, but the literal translation is Kodesh Baruch Hu had 10 Mamorois. The world was created through the Maimor Hashem, the word of God, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This power that something could be created through speech was a godly power, and it was given over to Klal Yisrael. Ulechein mitzvah likra shma b'chol yoyim beiz pa'amim. That's why we say Krishma every day twice. V'chein shah brochas utfilas shetiknu chazal. That's why there are specific mitzvahs that we have to do through our mouths. And I add, parenthetically but importantly, that the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael, HaKodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodashim, the power of setting the calendar, that power had to happen through speech. It had to be Haggadus Eidus in Bezdin. So this power is exercised by Klal Yisrael when we do mitzvahs. And the Sfas Emes says, Achatnai Lazeh, the condition is, Shein Adam Mishana Diburov. Person should not change his words. And he says specifically, Lo Yachol Divorei, this Pasuk is alluding to the fact that if we profane our words, then we undermine this spectacular power of speech, which can alter the universe and connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we're using Lahatois Atzmoi Elov Yizbarach. We're using the phrase of Roshei HaMatos to hint to this, that the power of speech can move us towards, Lahatois being translated as to connect us to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, who gave us this power. But we have to be very careful not to misuse our mouths, so to speak. Meklal Shedvarovim Kodesh Be'etzem, because our power of speech was specifically created to give us the ability, as we just explained, to change the world. Al Yedei Kedushas Hashem Mizbruch Shenosen B'chol Ish Yisrael, this God-given gift. Kfi Ma She'odom Shomer Piv, as much as a person can watch his mouth, Kein Zoche She'kol HaYotze Mipiv Yaseh. The more we guard our mouths and our power of speech, the greater ability we have to exercise the supernatural power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Shiyoyel loy hakabolo v'hatfilo b'fiv shiyichen. So that our tefillahs, when we make them, being that the power of speech was not undermined because we're watching our mouth and the words that come out of it. So mimela, this is an alternative pshat al pichsidus of this inyan of loyachol diburoi. We should not undermine our power of speech so that kol hayotze mipiv yaseh, everything that we will articulate will, so to speak, come true. Now that we have established these yesoides, we can see why this is the time of the year that the pasuk should emphasize loyachol diburoi. Because if we realize the power of speech and the churban that it caused at the first Tisha B'Av, what happened there? The Meraglim brought back an evil report on Eretz Yisrael. They said Lashon Hara, and Klal Yisrael started to cry. What kind of terrible thing is this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing to us? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because you cried for no reason on this night, this will be a time of crying for Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations. So this is the time of year we have to be mesaking. We have to fix the Lashon Hara that destroyed the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, as we see from the stories of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. And it is our job at this time of the year, specifically, Lo Yachal Devoroi, we should not make our mouth profane. And like the Kedushas Levi says over and over again in his Sefer, that every Yid has to be Melamed Tzchus and every other Yid, and always say good, always say good. So we have to be mesaken the inyan of Dibo specifically at this time of the year. And taka during Tisha B'Av, when we get there, we're going to spend a lot of time in the Beis Medrash. And dearest friends, I say this with love, that many people find it difficult to sit through a kinnis in shul. It seems that they have not adequately endeavored to understand this inyan that Klal Yisrael needs to be be'avelis, because we're not going to see the nechama, the Chazal say. We're not going to see the redemption of Klal Yisrael if we are not mis'abel. But many of us cannot be mis'abel because we never adequately understood what is the avelis. And the avelis is not just the historical tekufa of the Churban Bayis. The avelis connects to every calamity that happened to Klal Yisrael. The Spanish Inquisition actually took place through a number of curious circumstances on Tisha B'Av. And every one of the great calamities of Klal Yisrael is tied to the calamity of the Churban. And if we want to see the Nechama, then we have to learn how to be Mis'abel. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Aleph, Sif Dalet, Toiv Ma'at Tachnunim Bekavona, Maharbois Beloy Kavona. It's better to say a few Tachnunim with Kavona than many tachnunim without kavana. And I once heard from a wise man that there are people who read this halacha incorrectly. They think it says, toiv ma'at tachnunim b'loy kavana, maharbois b'loy kavana. That it's better to say a few tachnunim without kavana than to say many without kavana. In other words, they think that it's a good thing to daven in a shul where you can get in late and get out early. It's not obvious to many of us that our ability to be mahapach, the avelis, to simcha, is contingent that we and our children should be comfortable sitting in Beis Medrash. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam certainly gives us siyata d'shmaya that we should be able to fix our neshamas. Because if you look in that Sfas Emes that we just quoted, there's a couple of words there מכלל שדבורו הם קודש בעצם על ידי קדושת השם הזברך שנוסן בכל איש ישראל. This is not a halacha that's negeya only tzaddikim, only talmid chachamim. This is negeya us. And we have to strengthen our relationship to our base medrash, which became so weakened during COVID. We should have a desire to sit in base medrash and connect to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And the Rabbeinu Shloilam will open up our hearts if we want to habar the tahar messiah loy. It's people who want to have tahara, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. And it'll become easier for us to be able to sit in base medrash at times of tefillah like Tisha B'Av, like Slichas, like Yomim Neroyim. It's critical to our neshamas that we get there. And we have once told the story of the Abtei Rav that he had gone to the mikveh, Erev Shabbos, and when he left the mikveh, there was a bruhaha, there was something bad happened in that town, and there was an individual, a bachur, who was being forcibly conscripted to the army, and there was a group of concerned balabatim who were trying to put together a fund to bribe the officials that this young fellow should not be drafted. And the mood of the people that were sitting with Abtei Rav was positive, and they wanted to raise the money to get this young fellow out of this very dangerous for his neshama, dangerous for his guf. They used live ammo in the army. And just as it looked like something was going to be done, one prominent citizen in town said, "I don't understand why we're making a big deal about this young kid. What difference will it make to us if he does get conscripted, if he does get drafted, if he doesn't? The town will still be there without him if they take him away, and he's not with us." And the Abtei Rav was very shocked and very distraught. And because of the words of this influential gevir, the whole project fell apart. And then, when everybody was going home, this gevir was gored in the street that Erev Shabbos, and he was in very critical condition, and they ran to the Abtei Rav, and they thought that this happened because the Abtei Rav had a hakpada, because he was upset with this man for torpedoing this project, which the Abtei Rav felt strongly should have been done. And they came to the Abtei Rav, and he said, "Cholila, I did not wish this fellow any evil. This fellow who brought this potential salvation to naught of this bacha. But I can say that when this gevir said, 'Will the town not be a town anymore if they take him away?' a thought popped into my head that what happens if this gevir gets taken away? Will the town not be a town? I had no ill will towards this person, but this thought came into my mind and I couldn't push it out, and whatever will be, will be." And a short period of time later, this gevir passed away, and the town was still the same town without this gevir. So we have to recognize that when we are misabel on the churban, when we are praying for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael, that our tefillahs that we may think is primarily for other people, we may need this tefillahs. We may need it, our families, our friends, and the Eibishter should help. Like I said before, Abar L'Tar Messiah. And if we're going to want to be misabel on the churban, Kodesh Baruch Hu will open our hearts. And if we're going to want to prepare ourselves for Yom Neroyim, we will find the inspiration and the strength to do that. At this time of the year, we can be mahapach, the evil days, to days of simcha, like what happened on Purim. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help that, like the Sfarim say, and like the Sfarim Anoyeg on Tisha B'Av, that the beginning of the Geula will happen on Tisha B'Av with the birth of Mashiach, and will be zeicha to all kinds of psuras, toivas, for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.